Mummy's boy. When Knot's dad became his mummy, he found that stressful. When he thought he had to be a pharaoh, he found that stressful. But soon Knot finds that nothing is as bad as making his uncle Gut lose weight. Mummy's Boy by Margaret Clark. The dedication reads, to Sani and to the penguins and Terry who helped me with the idea over lunch. Chapter 1. I dare you, said Flat. I don't really feel like going in there. Knot looked nervous. It's dead spooky. What are you? Stop being such a mummy's boy. Come on. I can't help it if my father's a mummy. The two boys were standing outside the pyramid and the stone door was open. Probably some workmen had been fixing the security or something and hadn't closed the door properly. Cautiously, the two boys stepped through the narrow opening and started walking along the passage that led to the family tomb. Oh, it's dark in here, said Flat.
I know, said Knot, and I'm scared of the dark.
It was very dark inside the pharaoh's tomb and dead quiet. Of course, it was supposed to be, because it was the home of dead Egyptian kings and their families. You couldn't have jukeboxes belting out golden oldies and a whole lot of strobe lights and hullabaloo in a sacred place like an ancient tomb. Knot was really supposed to be the new pharaoh because the pharaohship was passed down from father to son. But Knot's mother didn't want him to end up like the boy king Tut, who had died at an early age. And Knot didn't want to be a boy king and die at an early age either. So his uncle Gut had kindly offered to take on the job until Knot turned 18.